Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 18th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Sony revealed the PS5 VR controllers, a set of small orbs with an ergonomic grip that Sony claims offer more freedom, better balance, and comfort across hand sizes. The controllers include adaptive triggers, optimized haptic feedback, and finger touch detection for gestures, with Sony hoping to get controller prototypes to developers soon. Facebook will now display a prompt when joining a group with past community standards violations to review that group before joining. Moderators in groups with a substantial number of people who have violated the company's policies in the past will need to approve all posts and face group shutdown for repeatedly approving posts that violate community standards. Repeat violators in groups will no longer be able to post or comment between 7 and 30 days and lose the ability to invite others and create new groups. YouTube rolled out a new tool called Checks, which uses the Content ID system to review videos at the time of upload for copyrighted content or other issues that violate advertising guidelines. YouTube will allow creators to dispute copyright claims prior to publishing. In an email to its streamers, Twitch announced it's adding new tools for creators to deal with takedown requests and copyright strikes. Specifically, Twitch added tools to let streamers mass delete their recorded streams and avoid being permabanned. Amazon will expand its healthcare program, Amazon Care, to employees outside the state of Washington, as well as other companies, run in partnership with the Washington company Care Medical. Amazon Care offers virtual meetings with doctors in an app and the ability to dispatch medical professionals to your home for things like physical examinations and blood draws. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple is planning a refresh of the iPad Pro for April, keeping the same screen sizes but adding updated processors on par with the M1, mini LED screens on the 12.9-inch model, and a Thunderbolt port. A new note from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, meanwhile, claims that Apple will use mini LED displays in the upcoming MacBook Air and OLEDs on the iPad Air in 2022. Spotify published a site called Loud and Clear, which provides details on how money is distributed on the music streaming platform. Spotify claims it paid over $5 billion in royalties in 2020, up 51% from 2017, with 13,400 artists making at least $50,000 in royalties in 2020, 7,800 making at least $100,000, and 870 making over $1 million. Snap acquired the Berlin company Fit Analytics, which helps you get correctly sized clothing and shoes when online shopping from 18,000 partners like North Face, ASOS, Calvin Klein, Patagonia, and Puma. Right now, you enter your own measurements, but Fit has developed a system to match clothing sizes from an image. Alienware's fourth generation M15 and M17 laptops will include a $150 option to add a mechanical keyboard using Cherry MX switches. The ultra-low profile switches are 3.5 millimeters tall, offer 1.8 millimeters of key travel, and include per-key RGB lighting. AT&T will no longer exempt HBO Max from streaming data caps starting March 25th. This comes after a federal court upheld California's net neutrality law, with AT&T saying the change will impact all U.S. subscribers. Chrome 89 includes support for Google's Live Caption feature, which generates real-time captions from any audio playing on your device. The feature was first available on Pixel devices running Android 10 and later arrived on other Android devices. Facebook now supports using physical security keys for two-factor authentication on account logins on iOS and Android, supported on desktop logins since 2017. The company also plans to expand its Facebook Protect program globally, which helps enrolled political campaigns and candidates with account security. Microsoft updated its PowerPoint presenter coach to now review a speaker's body language during a virtual meeting presentation, and also expanded the AI assistant to PowerPoint apps on Android, iOS, macOS, and Windows 10. The feature launched for PowerPoint on the web in 2019, helping speakers avoid common public speaking mistakes. Motorola Edge Plus devices on Verizon received a Ready 4 desktop multi-window interface along with the recently rolled out Android 11 update. This launches when the phone is connected to an external display and supports using the phone's screen simultaneously, with Motorola planning to release a Ready 4 dock on April 19th. OnePlus confirmed that the upcoming OnePlus 9 Pro includes 50-watt wireless charging, able to take the phone from 1 to 100% in 43 minutes with a OnePlus Warp charger. The device also supports 65-watt wire charging, able to fully charge a phone from dead in just 29 minutes. And finally, Lucid Motors revealed its Lucid Air sedan will be the first car to offer Dolby Atmos sound using its 21-speaker Surreal Sound system. The system allows adjusting sound placement on both the horizontal and vertical plane and will be integrated with vehicle alert sounds, like unbuckled seatbelt chimes directed at a specific passenger. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.